This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, Swana Maldonado has a PhD in nursing science from the University of Illinois and has great interest in public health. Dr. Maldonado, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate having me on your program.
So you wrote a book about legumes, and it's you know, and legumes are not something that we really think about when we're, you know, in North America to the same degree as perhaps other parts of the world. Why is that, do you believe?
Yes, that is was also my observation, and that is, so when I set out to find out, I found many misinformation, myths, and about legumes, and that is one of the focus of my book here.
How do we classify legumes? Like, you know, what are legumes? And let's define what we're talking about first here.
Right. Legumes are any potted seeds, but I use them, and many do, in specifically to refer to dry beans, peas, and lentils.
Okay. So dried peas, beans, and lentils. And why, sorry, to go back to the first question, why are we not using them in North America, perhaps, to the same degree as we do in other
parts of the world?
Yeah.
Yes, that's, I started to say there are many myths and misconceptions in North America about legumes. For example, they refer to beans is used as a generic term to refer to all legumes in North America. That's not accurate description or reference to legumes, but that's usually people refer to it as beans. And they also think of beans as a poor man's food, poor man's meat or food, and associate beans with inconvenience in cooking and preparing. For example, it takes so long to soak them. You have to plan in advance and so forth. And also, people think of beans in a very limited way in terms of preparing dishes. That is also not true. As I provide many recipes in this book, but there are also recipes for a variety of dishes available in other cookbooks and websites. And another associated belief with legumes is that they cause flatulence, something that's exaggerated. It does to a degree because of the undigested sugars, but that's sort of an exaggerated fact because people have dealt with it in a number of ways over centuries. So these are some of the stereotypes and myths that I found, and also there is another reason beyond the United States Agricultural Department's recommendation that people eat at least half a cup of cooked beans 3 times a week, which most people don't follow. But there is also not enough. The attention given to legumes is scant and sporadic, especially in the nutrition and health arenas. So these are some of the reasons why I've learned that there is an under consumption of beans. People are, North Americans are not entirely averse or are foreign to legumes, but there is certainly, it does not occupy as prominent a place in the diet as the nutritional and health benefits of legumes warrant.
Well, let's talk about some of the health benefits of eating legumes. What did you find in your research?
There are many, and I call them superfoods simply because superfoods as a class of foods, yield nutritional and health benefits well beyond the nourishment and energy that most foods provide. So in legumes' case, the health benefits and nutritional benefits are multiple. For instance, the legumes contain they're also a plant-based lean food, lean protein, albeit minus one essential amino acid. But there are three important benefits that legumes provide. One, they help maintain blood sugar at a steady level without sudden rise and fall. This is mainly because of the fiber content in legumes. Mm. It's an important health benefit for everyone, but especially for those that are at risk for type 2 diabetes. In fact, there is much evidence that bears this out. There's a large study out of China called the Shanghai Women's Health Study, and that they looked at the association between legume intake, which they defined in terms of soybean and peanuts and the other legumes that they categorized, they found that the incidence of type 2, which is the adult, used to be called adult onset, but now it's also seen in adolescents, it's called type 2, and that there is an inverse relationship between the amount of legumes consumed and type 2 diabetes, and especially soy was found to have a great amount of association.
I think that I think soybeans is probably the largest consumed legume in the world, is it not?
Unequally, in Asia, in certain parts it is. In Asia, it is the most consumed. But in the U.S., for example, U.S. is a big producer, is one of the largest producers, but not one of the largest consumers of soybean. The soybean is consumed in the U.S. mainly in the form of processed foods. Most processed foods do contain some soybean, but that's a small amount. But in Asia, it's produced and consumed the most in the world.
Hmm. What are the most commonly eaten legumes?
I covered 19 of them in my book. Red kidney beans, black beans, pinto beans, garbanzo or chickpeas, and navy beans, white beans, which are called navy beans, cannellonis, and peas, of course, are split peas, and four different kinds of lentils. Split peas, mung beans, considered as a pea, but it's also referred to as mung bean, and peanuts.
Mm. Maybe peanuts are the most consumed in the United States. Who knows? North America?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Peanuts is the most consumed legume. You can say, because we consume it in many forms. It's as a snack food, as peanut butter, and so, yes, it is consumed, probably the most consumed legume, yes.
Mm. Now, you're originally from India, I believe, and tell us a little bit about how often, you would consume legumes on a daily basis there.
Yeah. In all regions of India, the must dish is what they call dal, D-A-L. It's the English word, but it's a Hindi word, but it's spelled in as D-A-L in English. Is a regular part of a meal, the different legumes are used in different regions, but in the south it is split peas, lentils, and black dal, which is a lentil. They're all used. And in the north, it's the red kidney beans is most commonly used. So it's because there is large segments of Indian population is vegetarian. Legumes constitute a big part of their diet. They get their protein from that, one of the main sources of protein.
We're talking with Swarna Muldana. Sorry, I'm making a mess of your name, but Muldando. And we're going to take a quick break. We're talking about legumes, the superfoods that should be regulars on your plate. And we'll talk more when we come back.